como reluce. Como reluce, uy, como reluce, ay, la gran calle de Alcalá, como reluce, como reluce, uy, como reluce, vámonos, vámonos al café de la Unión, a donde para curro cucharar todo igual de humo. Eres bonita, mamá, y la pasión y el conocimiento tú a mí me quitas, te quiero yo más que a la madre que me parió. Porque vende castañas aguantando la nieve y el frío, con tus zapatos y tus medias caras, eres la reina para a tu marido, regordona que se acababa, y hermosa como recién casada, que yo las vendo por un caleb y caracoles, hay mocito que ha dicho usted que son tus ojos dos soles y vamos viviendo, yo voy caracoles, hay mocito que ha dicho usted que son tus ojos dos soles y vamos viviendo como yo.
Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I am your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and you are listening to a short and sweet half hour of flamenco brought to you every other week by Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, which is broadcasting from 90.3 FM in Minneapolis. Minneapolis being a city in the state of Minnesota, Minnesota being a state in the United States of America, and Poquito y Bueno is also streaming on the World Wide Web. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Frontera. And start saving your pennies, because Pledge Week starts soon. It starts October 18th. So be ready and send a little money our way. I'm still hanging out with in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and maybe a little bit in the 70s, but definitely before Nuevo Flamenco was even a glimmer in its parents' eye. That you just heard from Gracia de Triana, whom I have promised to introduce you to again. I've played her before on this show, but since we've been on the air since 2009, it could have been a while ago that I've featured her. She's one of my favorites. She is a Sevilla girl. She was born in 1919, So she mainly, started singing in the 40s, 50s, 60s. And her style that you heard in that Caracoles that she just sang, all that warbling that she does with her voice, the verb is to farfular. And I'm not exactly sure what the translation of that would be, but it would be to do what she was doing with her voice. It's a particular kind of ornamentation. So she was, I don't know what you would say. Hecha farfulando. She was, in English we could say, or in Spanglish, we could say she was farfulandoing. So coming up next, I don't think we're going to have farfulandoing here. But this came up when we were doing a performance in Marin on St. Croix last Tuesday night. Our guitarist, Michael Ziegen, better known in flamenco circles as Rafael de Tresa, was going to play a granaina as a solo. Granaina being flamenco speak for granadina. And he said that he had heard that it was sometimes sung. And I said, yes, it was sung often as a media granaina. Well, coming up next, we have both a media granaina sung by Manuel Vallejo with Paco Aguilera on the guitar. And after that, it will be followed by a granadina. I think it's called Granadina because it's that CD is produced by Orfeon, which is a French company. So they put that D back in just to be correct. And Bernardo de los Lobitos will sing the Granadina, which is about a third plus, again, as long, almost 1.5 times as long as the media granaina. So let's start with Manuel Vallejo with Paco Aguilera on guitar doing a media granaina.
La patrona
Yes, indeed, that was a guy. And coming up, a Granadina by another guy, Bernardo de los Lobitos. No credit on this one for the guitarist.
El oro y marfil lleva una cruz al cuello engarza. Déjame morir en ella, y crucificarme allí, y una cruz llevar cuello. La patrona de Granada la vi. Te quiero, oh, 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 de verdad, que te quiero, oh, 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 de verdad. Oh,
actually liked the first one, the shorter one, better, with the miracle of being able to sing, hold a note as long as he did, and even go higher with it. That was really kind of exciting. Now I'm going to throw something in totally out of the blue, because we were talking about this the other day as well. We were talking about the fact that we oftentimes start the cante here in Minneapolis for Tientos using alborea, a call alborea for the salida for Tientos. And an alborea is actually a gypsy wedding song. And it occurred to me that I had never heard an alborea, and I wondered what it had in common with the alborea that we use to open a Tientos. So as I was searching through things this week, I happened to find one. And now I'm going to play it, and both you and I will have an answer to that question. Well, for those of you who never heard Maria Elena La Cordobesa sing Alborea as an intro to Tientos, nor me, for that matter, if you've never heard that before, you wouldn't know. But that Alborea has nothing to do with the one that we sing. So there you go. I've answered my question, at least. Next, to finish up the show, I'm going to do a couple of soleares de Serenata, a very famous singer, a little before the time that these people are singing. The first one is by Tomás Pavón, who frankly is known for flamenco piano. Though this is off of a CD called Early Cante Flamenco. So, I don't know. So we're going to see if anybody actually like, plays this. And Tomás Pavón sings it. or if maybe Tomás Pavón's sister, Pastora Pavón, sang it, also known as La Niña de la Puebla, and got no credit on the CD. But the weird thing is it does say that the guitarist is Melchor de Marchena, so maybe it's going to be a guitar and piano piece. I should really kind of just stop talking about it and play it, and then we'll have our answer to that.
Vamos a cantar gitano, Pablo Luis Pedriani.
Okay, so that was a Soleare de Serneta, and it did not sound like the Solea that we are most familiar with, the Solea de Alcalá. So next we're going to do Soleares de la Serneta y de Triana. And I'm not really that familiar with Soleares de Triana either. So this is going to be sung by Antonio Valdepeñas.
Thank you. ay, 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 ya, ya. Presume he de ser la ciencia, ay. Presume he de ser la ciencia, yo no lo comprendo así, güey. Ay, ¿y por qué sabiendo tú tanto, ay, no más comprendió a mí, güey? Ay, ¿y por qué sabiendo tú tanto, ay, no más comprendió a mí, güey? Habiendo gente delante, wey. Habiendo gente delante, wey. Ni me mires ni te rías, ni me pongas más en blante, wey. Ni me mires ni te rías, ni me pongas más en blante, la vanía y el orgullo, ay, se acabó para toda tu vida. Se acabó toda tu vida. Ya quiso un debe de cielo pagar a lo que debía. Ya quiso un debe de cielo pagar a lo que debía. Ay, yo no me acuerdo si te quise, ay, y no me acuerdo si te quise. Sabes de lo que me acuerdo, que del mal pago que me diste. Sabes de lo que me acuerdo, que del mal pago que me diste.
You know, I find it really interesting that in the 40s and 50s and 60s, the flamenco voices were much more melodic and they were much less harsh than what kind of started coming along in the late 70s, 80s, 90s, that more, you know, cigarette-influenced, whiskey-influenced voice. Not that I don't think that singers in the 40s, 50s, and 60s were smoking cigarettes and drinking whiskey. I think they were. But their vocal stylings were very different. So I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to say thank you for joining us. I'm going to invite you to join us again next week. No, not next week. I've been saying that for so many years, it's hard to get out of the habit. In 2 weeks from now, for another episode of Poquito y Bueno, brought to you by yours truly, Cristina de Sacramento, and KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. To sing us out, we are going back to Gracia de Triana, and she is going to sing us out with E Soleare de Triana. Until 2 weeks from now.
Tan bonita es mi Triana que la bautizó el Señor. Como la vio tan gitana, a Sevilla se la dio.
Como la vio tan ay, yo se viví, yo se la adiós.
Le pregunto a los luceros, ay, le pregunto Lucera, ¿por qué estoy lejos de ti? Con lo mucho que te quiero, qué bueno es el puente mío, qué bueno es el puente mío. Ay, que por besar a Sevilla me lo el río.